Here come these women.
Love Talk Radio.
Radio's Chick Chat. So if you are listening today, boy, oh boy, I'm telling you right now, you are in for a treat because this show is not only fun, it is sometimes could be potentially controversial. It's just great to get all these women together. So you know what? I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let the women introduce themselves because they're that fabulous. They need no introduction from me. Ladies, welcome to Unscripted Radio. Introduce yourselves, please.
Thank you, thank you. Hi, I'm Daisy, and I'm one of your hosts for Unscripted Radio's Chick Chat. And let's see, who's with us today? Miss Angelique Bates.
Whoa, how you doing? This is Angelique. You guys probably remember me from Nickelodeon's All That, 35 Chick, you know. I'm a full-time mommy, actress, recording artist, all that. I'm like a Jamaican, but I'm Haitian. And, you know, I'm currently single, even though my ex-fiance is trying to get back with me, but I don't know. We got to see about that.
I thought that was going to be juicy. I already told y'all. Okay, oh my goodness. I love it.
Okay. Next, we have
Shanice. Hi, I'm Shanice. I don't have an introduction like Angelique's, but I'm more of the conservative type. I'm a full-time mom, and I work in the medical field, and I'm very opinionated.
Ooh, I love it.
All right.
Wonderful, wonderful. Jill.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Jill, and I am a full-time mom right now, full-time stay-at-home mom, wife, entrepreneur, trying to get my groove on, all the above, and happy to be a part of this show.
Wonderful.
I love it.
And I'm Daisy. I'm married. I work for the government, and hell no, I am not telling you what I do. And you guys are in for a treat.
Do you do taxes? That's all I want to know. As long as I'm with the IRS, I'm straight.
This is the part where I plead the fifth, literally. Yeah. So we're offline. Oh yeah.
Right.
We'll talk about that later. But we definitely plan on making our listeners think. We want women to know that we're here to tell everybody how it is and not just keep our thoughts to ourselves. So without further ado, I think, ladies, we should bring out the first topic, right?
Okay.
Right. Do it.
Okay, well, I know one of the first topics.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, David.
When you get ladies in the room, they like,
you know. No, go ahead, Daisy. Go ahead. Take the floor. Take the floor.
I was going to say, do you guys think it's okay to be snooping through a significant other's personal property? Phone,
ooh,
computer. You know that messy drawer that men always have? You know, why don't you clean out that damn drawer? But no.
Sure, the room, the closet, the bathroom, they're messy everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
Let me ask you guys,
it's a
mess.
Have you guys ever snooped? Angelique, have you snooped?
Yes, but let me plead the fifth. It really depends on the circumstance.
Exactly. Snooping is snooping.
I think every woman has snooped. Every woman has snooped.
Right.
Now, do you think
it's dangerous to snoop? I think it's dangerous. I think because, you know, being in entertainment and, you know, having to work with a lot of guys, I have texts on my phone that if you don't know what it's about, mm-hmm. it can seem suspicious. Might be texting like, you know, it was great having you around today, and it could have been me being on set versus, you know, someone not knowing, and then it sounds like, what the hell? And I think that if you pick up your man's phone, you can see a text that you can take out of context and create insecurities and issues that you might not have had if you would have never checked his phone.
Is that what it is? Is it insecurity?
Well, see, the only time I normally end up get to snooping is when they start acting suspicious. Because I'm pretty cool in a relationship. You know, I'm a little bit too trusting at times. But, you know, if your phone is ringing and all of a sudden you look like a deer in headlights or something, or you turn your phone away, they're going to be looking at you like, okay, well, what's up? Like, who's that? And you start telling me it's your uncle, an uncle I ain't never heard about, and you, you know, it's like you're my only child and everything. Then, you know, it's a problem. I'm about to start creeping. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, who on the phone has actually caught their man doing something by checking their phone?
Right here.
I have.
Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's all about the behavior. If you, of course, show a change in your behavior or the way that you treat me or what you're doing or your daily routine, it's going to make me a little suspicious. I don't think women want to snoop. They're snooping because something don't seem right. So, of course, usually when something don't seem right, as women we know, we got that third eye, so more than likely something's not right. So, we're going to find something because I think to a certain extent all men have their own levels of flirtation, and it all depends on how far they take it. So some men go to the extreme, some men go, you know, are subtle with it. And I'm not jealous or insecure about the subtle stuff because I know that everyone has male and female friends. I'm not one to be objective to my man having a female friend, but it's all about how you converse and communicate with that female friend. So I have caught some inappropriate conversation that I'm pretty sure if I didn't catch it, it would have led to something else because it was getting that deep. My thing is, if Amanda has nothing to hide, then there's nothing wrong with us looking in his drawer. There's nothing wrong with us picking up the phone or answering that phone call because he has nothing to hide, and that's how I feel about my personal stuff. Now, if it's a routine and they're constantly looking for something, then we have some issues.
Right.
See, I think that's interesting, but I think it's more of a self-esteem issue because, I mean, for me, it's like, your man, if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat no matter what. It doesn't matter if, you know, he deletes all his messages and you're on top of it and you're checking it. And see, I'm not like that because I wouldn't be able to deal with that shit. I'd be like, no, if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat no matter what. But, like, but I have people in my life that may or may not, my sister-in-law, may look through everything all the time, constantly, find nothing. But swears up and down. Oh, no, I check bank statements. I want to know if he says that he's going to go to dinner, you know, with his friend, how much the bill was. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Right. Like, I would not be able to do that.
Yeah, that's a form of insecurity. We're talking about just a difference in pattern as far as the way that they treat us or something that's consistent. We're not just speaking based upon solely, even though there are cases like that based upon insecurity, but it's based upon if you walking in, you know, massaging, kissing me every day, and then for a month straight it's nothing, and you're all of a sudden so tired, you know, then we got some issues. What's going on? And, of course, if they're telling us nothing, yes, if the man's going to cheat, he's going to cheat, but not how many men is going to sit back and say, hey, babe, I'm cheating. Or, hey, babe, I'm unhappy. I'm doing something else. More than likely, we're going to have to find out for ourselves and then decide what we want to do with that relationship.
If you feel like a man is cheating, like if you have that deep suspicion, wouldn't you just confront him versus checking his phone?
Right. How many men get into that?
Okay. See, now that's where I got to say something. All right. See, I've done that whole confronting thing. And I've learned from trial and error. Yes, I've learned from trial and error. Now, when I end up confronting somebody, it's not over the text or anything like that. It's probably because there was a phone call that came in at 2 o'clock in the morning. And like I said, he looks like shocked or something, like he just stuck his hand in the socket. So when you tell him on yourself, then, of course, I'm going to be like, okay, what's up? So I've learned not to approach him over the text or over a casual picture because they always, I swear, it's like they have a book for it or something. They always have an excuse. I'm an excuse person. You know what I'm saying? I wait for the numbers. I wait for the actual pictures. I wait for the emails confirming that there was actual
interest.
And I leave on that. I save voicemails and watch them try to delete it and forward it back to them. Like, oh, here you go, boo-boo. I see you deleted something. So I can't explain that one right there.
Exactly.
That's a lot of work. Like, I have to say that, this is Karen, I mean, I'm just saying, that is a lot of work, like, saving messages, and, you know, do you feel like at that point, if you have to put in that much work to kind of break it down or kind of see what's going on, that the signs are already there, that it's kind of over?
Well, it's actually over for me, but I have a thing where I just have to, like, let you know that you fucked up. That's my whole thing. I gotta let you know. Like, I gotta let you know that you about to get ran over by a mess truck.
She doesn't want him to walk away with a clear conscience. She wants to make sure that he's mentally disturbed by trying to do.
Right. I want you to be fucked up in the head.
Oh, wow.
I think that that is way too much work, and I'll rather just get rid of you. If I have to deal with that, it's time for you to go. Like, I can't.
Yes.
I don't want to be walking around thinking about it. I don't want to be at work thinking, like, is he at home or is he over somebody's house or is he at work? Like, I can't function in a relationship like that. And I feel like when it comes to snooping and everything, I feel like I'm married, so everything in my house is mine. Every drawer, everything.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen. So, but it's also everything is his. So I don't feel like I have to snoop to do anything.
Exactly.
But if I had a paranoia about his phone or something or his email or a friend, I will point out, my husband has met people, and I'm like, I don't like that girl. He has female friends, but something about this one I really don't like. I need you to respect me on that and not deal with her. And he's been like, okay. And nothing may have happened. There may have been no flirtation, but something in my gut is just like, no.
Yeah.
Can't communicate with her. Sorry. And I think that if you have open communication like that and you trust each other, meaning at the same time, if he comes to me and says, look, Jill, I know you're working with this dude, but it's something I really, really don't like. I don't trust him. You know, I have to take his feelings into 100% consideration to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think...
Let me go one step further.
Mm-hmm.
What if you do find out that he has been texting somebody, right, because you're in the whole snooping stage, but what if he confronts you or you confront him and he then says, well, honey, you know... Like, for instance, you're married, right? So your husband comes to you and says, I want to introduce another woman into our relationship. Would you do that? Like, you know, I want a little bit more attention.
We're
going to
have to take turns with this one.
I need a twit pick, Instagram or something.
Okay. So, Angelique, you jumped in there first. You said you need a quick pic or Instagram. Does this mean that you're open to that? If he brought that to you,
Angelique, it really depends on what she's looking like and how long I have been in a relationship with this person. That's something I'm only doing with my husband. I'm not about to do that with just like the fling or, you know, the boyfriend of a year or two or maybe 4 months. If this is my husband and we've established some things and we have talked about it and I feel comfortable with it and that's somebody, obviously, that I married that I trust, hey, it is what it is, but there will be rules.
Wait a minute, what are the rules in that situation?
Well, first of all, you're not about to be fucking us bareback. It's not going to happen. Okay? I am a very clean person. And women's yeast does not mix, and I do not believe in STDs, okay?
I heard that.
Okay, well. So this is my theory. Like, if someone came to me and I'm in a long time relationship now. He came to me and said he wanted to bring someone in the bedroom. I must be the square one because I'm like, hell no, that's me. I don't even like to share my fries, more or less share my man. So that's why.
That is hilarious.
Like, my boyfriend will always be like, if we go somewhere, he'll go, oh, let's just share fries. I'm like, hell no. I want all my own fries and you get your own fries, but I don't want to share my man. Like, no one else is coming in this bedroom. It's complicated enough with just me. That's
right. Wait a minute. Janice has been way too quiet.
Danielle Dawkins on the, let me just say this really quick. Danielle Dawkins in the chat room, she goes, now this just got interesting. Wow. How do you feel about this?
I'm biased as well. Like I agree with Angelique. Like it all depends on your relationship, how far down the line you are in your relationship too.
Hey.
Who's wetting me? And
your client has known you for the umpteen years.
If I was married and it was a long-term relationship, we have a mutual respect, a mutual communication, and it's already, you know, you're going to get used to each other, and we've tried all the different stops and tricks that we have already tried, and he's wanting something like that, it would definitely have to be a lot of talk within it, and then, of course, rules and regulations within that. Now,
right.
I'm not sitting back saying I'm going to, you know, indulge in and be a full-fledged lesbian, but, you know, if there's something he wants to indulge in, then, you know,
Okay, now that's the question. Right. If you guys are interested in threesomes, are you just letting him get on with two girls, or are you guys involved with the other girl, too?
First of all, we have to talk about that because, like I said, there's certain things that I know that I wouldn't want to do or be into, and, you know, he would have to be aware of that and okay with that, and then vice versa. So it would definitely just have to be an open communication as far as what his desires and likes are and what mine are and where we clash and where we, you know, get along with it. So if we can come to a mutual agreement, then hey, you know, I'm all open to pleasing my man in that way. But that is when we obviously have no other glitches or issues in our relationship. We have an open communication, respect for each other, and we know that nothing can break our bond. But if we're already rocky and we have issues within our own intimacies, then no, I wouldn't be open to that.
Unscripted Radio just posted in the chat room, what about another guy, bringing another guy into the mix?
Oh, that's
Woo-hoo!
Vanessa. That relationship is a wrap.
No, I would be questioning him if he would want to do that. So,
you know what?
Okay.
Honestly, I have dealt with a down low dude, and I'm good. I didn't know he was down low, so I'm straight. Literally.
How low was he?
He was so caught up.
So I want to go back to it. I want to go back. You, well, Jill and Angelique have said that it's okay, and even Shanice, that it's okay if your relationship was established and you're married, and he says, hey, honey, I want to, you know, introduce a new woman.
I'm quite. If I said I would, he'd be totally down to do it. But I am not interested in it. Now I will be another woman. I can put on a wig. I can dress up. I can bring costumes in.
We can role play.
We can make some fantasy stuff go on. But I'm not interested in the extra woman.
So I'm gonna piggyback off of that. So what if he says my fantasy is to give you a golden shower? You up for that?
No.
What is that?
That's what the bathroom's for.
No.
He ain't R. Kelly in this mic.
No, you can't tell me.
You can give me
a snow shower, but you can't give me no golden shower.
What's a snow shower?
He said a snow shower.
He can shower me with diamonds.
Oh, I mean, man, Chick Chat so informative.
I got someone in the chat room who agrees. She says, Danielle says, yes, I will role play the hell out of something for real.
We're mad at her.
We do that for so long too.
Oh my gosh, she said she'll be the Pink Ranger. Laughing out loud.
Hilarious.
Is that Danielle or is that Jay? I mean, is that Jeff over there?
That is Danielle Dawkins.
Jeff's also creeping on the line. We never mentioned that, but Jeff is also here.
What up?
I know you're dying to say something, Jeff. Come on, Mama. Mama, are you around? Maybe he's in the chat room. He might be
Mama's
in the chat room for any calls.
Hilarious.
That is hilarious.
So obviously bodily function or bodily fluids, a no. Women, a yes. But what about toys? Are we okay with toys?
We're good with toys. Wait, hold on. It depends on the kind of toys. Like, I don't do the bees. I don't do, like, the hanging me from a ceiling. I don't do the gagging me, the tying. I have an issue with all that. Because if you start choking me and I start, like, losing air, I'm a snap or something.
Near-death experience is not sexy.
Right, you know, I'm like,
right.
I can stop you. You know,
I agree with you.
I don't want to accidentally hit you in your Adam's apple, so I'm just saying. We can stick with the dildos, the whips. I don't know. I don't like whips because I used to get my ass whipped all the time when I was growing up, so I'm kind of straight on that. I can't do it. But
every time Angelique says something, what's so funny about what she says is like she brings up 8 other topics we could touch about. Childhood, the diaper, the Instagram. Like, you're like a Pandora's box. You say something, and it's like there are 8 other shows we could do off New Girlfriend. And all we do is laugh. Like, we're just sitting here enjoying who is Angelique. Like, we are loving every minute of it.
I had a traumatizing, childhood.
That's
okay. My mom was somewhere like,
freak, and that's why we like her.
Right. Well, I like y'all, too. But about these toys, or back to these toys.
Yeah,
I like them. Well, wait a minute. How long is too long, though? Because I don't know. Some people be getting the 12 inches, 10 inches. Ooh. I can't really go that far with it.
What? I think that goes back to, like, you and your man and what you're comfortable with. Like you said, there are certain things. It's, like, against me and near-death experiences. I think it's Denise that said that. That they are not sexy. I agree. I'm all about pleasuring each other, but near-death experiences are not good.
That's not good. Like, I don't want to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
A near-death experience. Yeah,
right. But I saw porno where they were putting the girl's head in the toilet while they were doing her. I'm like, that's not hot. I have
that's
a thing about germs, and if I can't breathe and I'm choking on toilet water, is you for real?
That's
not cool, homie.
Oh,
my
gosh. Okay, so a couple of people got a little quiet. Jill.
Well, you already know how I feel about toys. I'm like a total nerd. We're going to have a long discussion about toys. So.
You're going to have a threesome when you ain't going to use a toy.
What'd you say?
I said you'll have a threesome, but you're not going to use a toy.
Exactly. the threesome is the real thing.
That's interesting, though. She brought up a good point. You have a threesome, but you wouldn't use a toy. That's cool. I like the fact that each one of you are so different in your opinion because, trust me, there are so many people who would say the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if girl's bad enough, she is the toy.
she's a live toy.
Yeah, very much so.
She's
vibrating.
She's not plastic or rubber.
and you know what? If you get the right age, then you know she might be a vibrator. She's just bouncing. She's
exactly.
Bouncing. Everything's positioned properly.
That's a whole nother show.
Let me get this. You guys are okay with other women coming into the relationship, so threesome.
Not you guys, some of you guys.
Okay, some of you guys. Okay, so let me I had so many jokes, but I'm going to let that go.
Let it go. We'll save that for Guilty Pleasures, which is on in about 30 minutes.
That's right. So let me ask you, if for those of you that are okay with having somebody else come into the relationship, what if they're a younger person? Would you be okay with that? Does age matter at that point?
No.
What if somebody with, like...
I prefer someone younger. If I ever were to do that, because usually if you come across, in my view, someone that's older, they want more. So in actuality, it could be that they want to have fun or what have you, but in the back of their mind, they're looking for something serious, and they may have more so of a emotional attachment to the situation rather than someone that's younger and that's just trying to have fun for the moment. That's my view on it.
I think it would be opposite. I think someone younger would have, and I'm Jill, I'm one of the ones who does not want a threesome, but I think that the younger they are is when you're more emotionally unstable. So that's when I think that you would have more of an attachment versus somebody who's older and knows exactly what it is they want. They're kind of like in life in general. You know, they're not going to have much emotional attachment.
What's your idea of older in comparison to younger?
Well, I'm so young. Older is, anything above,
35. Oh, 35? Oh, I don't know. I don't know how sexy. Let me take that back. Sexy 35, 36-year-old, but I don't know.
What if your man has a weird fetish and he says, okay, I want to bring somebody in, and let's just say, hypothetically, I don't know how old everybody is, but let's just say you're 30, right? And he says, I want to bring in this lady, she's sexy, she's this, she's that, I think she would be great into the relationship. And she ends up being like a 60-year-old lady. At that point, would you be like, you're fucking disgusting, you're sick? You're like right on, it's your fantasy.
No.
Right. But what if that's his fantasy?
I can't do it. You know what? I'll be in the room. He can have sex with grandma, but I'm not going to do it.
I will not feel insecure about that at all.
I'm going to have sex with my man again if I saw him having sex with a 60-year-old. I'd be like, done. I'm like, okay, lady, you can have him. Sorry. It's over, honey.
That is funny. I would probably clown him on it later, too. That would be a subject during dinner.
No, I
wouldn't indulge in that at all.
I'm sorry, no.
What about if it's like an older lady? What if it's an older lady like Kate Hudson or Demi Moore, where they look freaking phenomenal, but they're old as shit. Madonna,
I can't. But if it was his fantasy, I would be okay with being there and just watching him do grandma. But I could not.
Right.
I can't do it.
Oh, man. I can't give my opinion. Sorry. I don't want another woman there, so I can't give my opinion. I'm still mad that he even brought it up.
Well, Karen, let me ask you then, since you don't have an opinion on bringing in the third person, what about just... Mm-hmm. relationships where it's a younger and an older person, like polar opposites, what's too old? What becomes dirty?
You know what? It's funny because when I was much younger, I would date older men. Like, I was attracted to a much older man. Now I'm attracted, it has to at least be, my age range. But, this is the thing. I think it's chemistry. I've never been one on, the age or the number. I think it's chemistry. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it looks funny when you see an older man with a younger woman, but I've dated younger guys, I've dated older men, and I have to say it's always been chemistry. And whoever floats your boat, it's on you. I mean, I've even given advice to my girlfriends who kind of had issue with dating younger guys. I was like, girl, you better date them. If it's there and it's popping, then my only thing is with the younger guy, my only issue is their maturity level. I'm like, if they're mature enough to handle a woman like you, then get it going. Get it popping.
Just to jump in there, I'm married to a guy that's 6 years younger than me. So
there you go.
Yeah. When we met, he was 23 and I was 29. So.
Oh. Okay.
That's interesting because that's like in my mind, that's two totally different times in your life, you know? And mm-hmm. What was it that, I mean, obviously you married him. What was it that made you go, because did you have an issue with the age thing or were you kind of whatever?
You know, I think what it was is that I was interested in dating older people and I realized that a lot of guys who were in their mid-30s and 40s who had not been married and who didn't have kids had issues.
We all have them.
But
that was the reason why they were
was
single.
Different. Yeah, oh, right. It was a reason why they hadn't had a committed relationship at that point in age. And it was nice being around someone who had youth. Not that I wasn't youthful, but they had youth and was young and was vibrant and funny and, you know, was still had a drive, you know, for life. And the older guys our meeting were different. Huh?
Mm-hmm. He brought the youth out of you. You weren't youthful. You're a little nerd, and he brought the life out of you. And I think
I
it is. He brought some balance.
Yes, because I don't
he
want to have to
He brought some
not
balance.
Mean I'm not youthful.
No, I know. Like Shanice and I both know him, so I will say, being your personal friend, that I agree. Because like, not that you're. Like you didn't have no youth, because I mean you're my girlfriend. We used to laugh and talk, and you know you were fun to me. Like we'd hang out, we'd hung out outside of work, or you know because you and I worked together a lot of times. But one thing I will say about Jill, you are a much more reserved person, and your husband's a much more extroverted person. So
yes, very much so.
Right.
So I will say that, but that's not
him,
you. That's personality.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
No, a lot of the ways that he shows his way of being extroverted is a lot of youth. Because even when you're older, like, so, you know, certain things, you know, taper down. But he's a big kid in person. So that has a lot to do with youth.
and you know what's funny is that I really thought that I would marry someone who was older, like 10 years older than me, and a lot more serious and a lot more... You didn't, of course, because I told you about
it. I knew you were
going to
marry Ron. I knew you were going to marry Ron. You were rebuttaling with me for the longest time, but I knew it was going to happen.
Anyway, what's going on?
I foresee your destiny. Baby, who did you marry? Who did you end up marrying when you married your husband? Because you've been married for 12 years?
No. We've been together for 12. I'm married for 6.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, which is still a long time, you know. I met him when I was 17, so.
Okay.
It's been quite a long time.
So, what kind of guy could you classify him? Was he your opposite? Was he, you know,
polar
older,
opposite.
Younger? Polar opposite? Okay.
Complete polar opposite, older. But I had always dated older, which was fine. I never dated a young guy. I mean, didn't appeal to me. I always hung around with older guys. My best friend and my brother were 4 years older than me, so I hung around with them and their friends, so I always tended to date around that circle. To my brother's dismay. So, but
that
polar
funny.
Opposite, which is
right.
Good because it's the yin and the yang, you know?
Mm-hmm. And Angelique, who do you find yourself dating when you date? Is there a particular type?
I try not to go. I had to think. I try not to go too young. I haven't had good stories with that. So I usually try to keep them. If I do go young, like maybe a year younger or a couple years older. But I usually try for someone that's that sexy, mature. He's got a nice little flow to him, nice body. He has a mind. He has a sense of humor, all his teeth, believes in hygiene. You know, but you got to have all of that.
Yeah. I didn't realize those are, I mean, obviously, I think those are requirements that go without saying.
Well, yeah, you'd be surprised. I have gotten a whole lot of
I love Angelique because she covers all the bases.
The ones that have come to me, man.
So let's say he's 51.
What about you, Shanice? Because you're single, but you've been in a long time relationship, correct?
Yes, yes.
What do you feel like you date? Who is your guy? How does he relate to you?
That's the funny thing about it. I've dated younger and older men, and I think I have a complex about either or, as far as the young, as far as those that don't know what they want to do or what they want in life. And then the older guys, they're subjects of conversation or what they have. Like, it may come across mean, but I've dated an older guy that would always complain about his back hurting or his legs hurting, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, in a few years it's going to get worse. And I'm going to have to rub Icy Hot and Dengue on him all the time. And, you know, it may be mean, but that's a huge turnoff. So I definitely want somebody that's youthful and closer to my age range. It doesn't necessarily have to be exactly my age, maybe a couple of years older. But I noticed it has not a lot to do with age, because I've actually talked to guys that were younger that actually are very, very mature. So I think it's all about the individual, how they were brought up, where their mind is and what they want and where they are in their lives. But for the most part, you know, I would do maybe a couple years older. I'm not big on younger, but, you know, I'm not totally objective towards it either.
Right.
Well, ladies, we have callers.
Ooh.
I just got a little message here from our Unscripted Radio screener saying we have callers. So do we want to take some?
Yeah. Sure.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Cassandra and William. We're calling in from Los Angeles.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi.
Hey, Cassandra.
Hi,
Joe.
Hey, William. How you doing?
You got a question for the ladies?
I'm in LA traffic right now, listening to your guys' talk show.
What do you think so far?
We've been listening to the show for the last 20 minutes, though. We've been waiting to talk to you and say hello.
Awesome.
Well, hello.
Do you have anything you want to throw out there to the ladies, like maybe a question, or you have an opinion about something they talked about earlier?
Well, so happens this. I'm with Cassandra right now, Cassandra Jenkins, and I've been focusing on the traffic, but I'm listening to your last comment about the update.
I actually want to know what's your next move here in the industry, Angelique. I'm curious to see what your big move is going to be.
Say that last part again. I was hearing some feedback.
I'm curious to what your next big move is in the industry.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually just finished the post-production of my music video, and it's actually launching tomorrow for Can't Save Me Now, so we'll woo.
Oh, where can they see it? Angelique, where can they see it?
They're actually going to be loading it up on QBE.com, QUBEEY.com. That's where it's going to premiere, and a couple of blogs right now are actually going to start releasing it tomorrow. And then eventually it's going to end up on, YouTube.
Awesome. Well,
okay.
We'll make sure that you guys get all that info.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We've been trying to view that music video for there, so apparently you have another way that we can view it, though, I understand.
That's what she just said.
Yeah. So that's great.
All right.
Okay.
I love you guys so much for calling in.
Perfect. Well, thank you for calling in. And do we have another caller?
Yeah, our next caller is John.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, John.
Hey, I'm a big fan of your work, Dan Romano. He actually hooked me on to your station.
Oh, cool! Awesome. Do you have a question for the chat lady? Huh?
I have a question for all of y'all.
Okay.
Since y'all was talking about romance, stuff like that, I was wondering, what is the freakiest thing all of y'all have done?
God, you come over here. Just asking all the personal questions.
A lady never knows.
Right. You know what the freakiest thing I've done, John? This is Karen. You know what the freakiest thing I've done?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you. I told my man, you tell me what you want, and that's what it is. So that's the freakiest thing I've done. It's crazy.
Hilarious.
That's all I'm saying on the radio.
Oh.
Anybody else? I think you're going to get crickets on this one.
Like, what happened?
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to put it out on blast. So, this is what you got to think about, John. You got to read between the lines. Now, Miss Daisy's been with her husband for 12 years. Miss Shanice is a long-time relationship. Miss Jill is a newlywed. And Miss Angelique, she ain't got to worry about men because they just keep coming. So you know these women are pretty freaky. And with that note, thank you for calling.
Y'all have a lovely night, ladies. Bye, sweetie.
You too. Bye.
Bye, John. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, well, that was fun, guys. That's for you guys owe me. You guys owe me because I got you out of that one.
Thank you.
Why well, Angela wanted to answer it? She really did, but
go.
She wants to be PG today.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, girl. I'm calling you out.
Yes, bye.
Too hilarious.
Oh, good Lord. Miss Angelique, now, yes. I know that you were talking to me earlier, and you had brought up a very, very good idea, and topic, but we were talking about the whole Chick-fil-A fiasco. And we were talking about it and indicating, you know, is it freedom of speech? And we actually had a conversation about this, and I wanted to hear Jill's opinion and Shanice's opinion. You know, when does it stop being freedom of speech and just bigotry? And
I
don't know what you feel about it.
I have a pretty, pretty blunt opinion, and I think that it was the owner of Chick-fil-A. But the people who actually own the franchises are not him. And I think that, you know, you can't take it out on them. We live in the United States, and we all have the freedom of speech. There can be, I'm a black woman, there could be KKK parade somewhere in the South right now. And they have the right to speak whatever they feel their truth is, although I feel it's despicable. And, you know, the owner of the company has a right to say what he wanted to say. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. But I don't think you take it out on the individual franchise owners. They're just Americans trying to run a business. If you want to, you know, actually take it out on somebody, it has to be that person. It can't be, you know, people who are being affected because of what someone else's opinion is.
Interesting.
Okay, now on the other hand, I have not heard anything about this. So I need to be educated.
Really?
I'm not feeling yet on what? On the subject. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about this.
Oh, wow. Well, basically what happened was about a month ago or a month and a half ago, the guy who is the owner of Chick-fil-A created the franchise. He basically is he's a Christian, well-known Christian. If you notice, Chick-fil-A, they're always closed on Sundays. And he basically said in so many terms, I don't want to misquote the man, but he basically said that does not make his food, or he didn't create Chick-fil-A for same-sex marriage. He doesn't support it. He feels like it goes against the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did he say? I mean, do you remember, Daisy? What else? I'm going to Google.
Yeah,
what he said was that he doesn't have anything against being gay, lesbian, transsexual, all of that stuff. But he says that he does not believe that they should be allowed to marry. He believes that a marriage should only be between a man and a woman and not of any type of same-sex couple. And he you know, he did say that he didn't have anything against people that were gay. He just doesn't believe that they should be allowed to marry.
And the aftermath of that is that people came against Chick-fil-A, which is individually franchised owned. So it's like if I owned a, you know, McDonald's and the creator of McDonald's came out with his opinion and then they tried to boycott my business, then that's not even my opinion. Or,
now my question,
you know,
is, where did this come from? Why all of a sudden he has such a great opinion that he wants to publicize about people's sexual preferences or whether they want to marry, you know, the opposite sex or what have you?
Right.
Just out of the blue, you know, he's obviously Chick-fil-A has been going on for a while now, for years now, and out of the blue he has an opinion that he wants to publicize, which
think,
he knew that.
I think he was being interviewed by someone. It was around, you know, it was just something that came up. I think, you know, I'm going to look up the clip and, you know, but definitely continue to talk about your opinion on it. And I'll get you the exact clip and the exact situation. Carry on. I'll be back.
Wait. We have a ding dong caller.
Is Lashana on the phone?
Lashana.
Hello,
hey.
How are you, Lashana?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Welcome to Tech Chat.
Thank you so much. Mainly, I have a question for all the ladies, and I know this might be a dumb question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is your best kiss or worst kiss ever?
Ooh. That's a good one. Oh, I have heard I'm such a good kisser. Let me think. I'm going to let one of the other ladies answer that while I think about this.
My worst kiss. I have the absolute worst kiss. And this may make me look like a bad guy, but this is actually the reason why I have a phobia of dating really heavy set men. Because I had a really bad experience with a really heavy set guy that I dated. And he was a really sweet guy, and he invited me over for dinner, and he cooked me dinner, and he had a little teddy bear. He made dessert and everything. He had the little apron on and everything. It was perfect. But I think afterwards, we were sitting on the couch, and he leaned in and kissed me. He had a big old glob of food, some form of food in his mouth that he transferred into my mouth from him kissing me. And from that moment forward, I was feeling sick. All of a sudden, I had to go home. But after that, I will not date heavyset men, not necessarily because they're heavyset, but because of that particular experience that just threw me off. So that was the absolute worst kiss ever.
Wow. That just threw off my whole
That was a pretty bad kiss.
Yes. OMG. Alrighty.
I don't even know what would make him think that was sexy.
I don't think he thought that he did it. I don't see how he didn't feel it in his mouth, but clearly he didn't feel that in his mouth, and he didn't, you know, he was saving it or something like a camel.
Do you think it was an accident? I think something like that really, like, he meant to do that. He thought that was sick. I'd have to, because you know if there's some food, I mean, come on.
Right.
And you know, I could be exaggerating. It could have been a whole lot less than what actually I'm describing, but to me it seems like a lot, because anything that's transferring into my mouth, that, you know, that that's beyond saliva, is not, it don't seem right. So it just seems like a lot to me.
Right. That's all that matters. Oh.
I need a therapy after that. Let's just say that.
Man, I need a barber bag.
That is horrible.
Oh my god, that is so nasty.
Yes, that's the absolute worst kiss.
Shanice is way too quiet. Shanice, what was your best one?
That was my worst one.
That was Shanice. Was confused. Wait a minute. I thought it was Angelique. No, that was
Shanice. And the funny thing is,
you threw off my whole train of thought.
Yeah, that was weird. I can't even think right no more.
The funny thing is, the absolute best kiss was like a peck on the lips. When I was like 12 or 13, I had my first little peck on the lips, and that was just the highlight of my whole month. So the most simplest kiss because of the way that I felt about the person at the time and how much I liked him. So it wasn't nothing sexually based or anything like that or anything in the midst of sex. It was just a peck on the lips that just did it for me, that made it the ultimate best kiss.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the worst by far is more memorable than anything. So I'm still traumatized over that, even though it was years and years ago.
Jill, what's yours, Jill?
Oh, my worst was the first kiss I ever had, and it was in middle school. Don't tell my mom, but I kissed a boy in middle school, and I don't know what it was, but it was so much spit involved in it that I was just like, it took me a while to try it again. It was just like a lot of gook and spit. It was disgusting. My first kiss was disgusting. So I don't have good memories of it. But you know, now, you know, I've had some awesome kisses since then, but that first one was the worst.
Oh, yeah, I remember once when I was younger, it was, you know, the guy who, he kind of had, like, these, like, I mean, he almost had, like, those LL Cool J lips, like, you know, like, these nice, full, good-looking lips, and he was, like, a popular guy at junior high. I'm telling you guys, I kissed him, like, my whole face, like, from my nose down was wet.
Oh,
he just like absorbed my whole bottom half of my face, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I was like, that was the worst kiss I'd ever had. It was such a huge disappointment because every girl in school dreamt about this guy and his lips, and I actually had a chance to kiss him. It was awful, like from my nose all the way down to my chin, my whole face was wet. I don't know how he did that.
Like, that's a prime example that looks can be deceiving.
I agree.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to put people on. No one has topped me yet.
Yeah, no, you got it, girl. I think we were like, you got it. Hands down, it's yours.
Yeah, I'm not too.
Baby, you got one?
You know, I'm going to put my first quote-unquote grade school boyfriend on blast. His name is Peter.
Oh, good Lord.
You know when you say, oh, he's my boyfriend, and you hold hands for like a day, and then you break up? And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know, 11 or 12. It was horrible. First kiss was the worst. It was one of those where you're like, okay, we're at the age that we French now, so I know I'm going to have my mouth open. And what does he do? He freaking hits my teeth with his teeth. It's like, really? You can't miss. Like, my face is right here. But, yeah, that was way, way, way bad.
Ouch. That hurts. The teeth, the bumping of the teeth is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So Allison,
it was in the corner.
Right, Allison in the chat room, she's one of our regulars. I love her to death. She said, I had one worse kiss, and he kissed me with all tongue, and I was not appreciating all tongue.
Ew.
I don't know how much you were with that.
Ew.
I know, but last but not least, Miss Angelique, we have been anxiously awaiting your answer. You know, this might top you, Denise. I don't know. I don't know what her worst kiss is, but you know Angelique's crazy.
I was like, you know, I was a little nauseous over here. Let me see. Well, one of the worst kisses, I was in my teens, and this dude, I can't even remember his name no more. That's how traumatized I was. And he tried to kiss me, and his kiss was like, I guess, consistent of trying to like lick my face off at the same time and do like the suction with like a vacuum, and somehow my nose and my chin got all involved, and I'm like, whoa, like what are we doing?
Oh my
goodness. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I had them little lip smackers, lip gloss. I don't know if you guys remember that back in the day. It was like the Lisa Frank. That was like the bomb, like lip smackers. You can't be licking off my lip gloss. That's a no-no. So, you know, I can't, no, I wasn't feeling it. But when you kiss me, kiss my lips, not my nose, not my chin. My mama taught me how to wash my face. I'm straight.
Thank you, Lashana. You sparked so much controversy just now. I think I'm still throwing up in my mouth from Shanice's story.
I had to answer that question. It had to be answered, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
God, your kisses, your worst kisses is, like, worse than mine, because I had a worst kiss back at prom. It was just nasty.
Wait, we want to hear about it. What happened? What happened?
Well, mainly, here's how it started. I got picked up in a white stretch limo by this guy who I had a crush on from all the way from elementary school all the way to high school, and mainly, he missed my lips and kissed my ear.
What? Wow. In two different regions.
Right. Oh, my. He was just nervous.
Yeah, and it's just horrible. Let's just say, even when I talk about it, I'm getting nauseous.
Well, I'd rather have my ear kissed any day rather than have extra food in my mouth. So,
But my best kiss of all was at a movie theater. I was 28 at the time, and this guy who dated me, mainly one of my aunt's friend's nephews, was older than me. He was about 42, so I was like at a decent age. He actually gave me the best kiss ever, right on the lips, no spit involved, just a right perfect kiss. And after that, I was like, what the hell did just happen? And I told my mom, and she was like, oh, you got the best kiss. And I'm like, why do I feel like I'm about to pass out? She's like, well, you probably got the hots for him. I'm like, no. Because he's 42 and he's not my type. mainly my mother is. That's true. Mainly.
I would rather have the best kiss the rest of my life than have, like, you know, than worry that he's 42. You gotta let it go, Lashana. Go back and find that man.
Right. I just had to say to my mother, she always tried to be the little matchmaker for me, so I can't complain.
Go mom.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Guys, we're down to the last 4 minutes before we start the Unscripted Radio Guilty Pleasure Show. This has been an amazing hour. Like, it went by so fast, right?
Already?
I know. It's an amazing hour. Time flies when you're having fun. But I want to give you guys the floor. We've got 3 minutes left. So tell me, you know, any last thoughts, any last what did we learn from this episode, if we learned anything? We'll start with you.
What did I learn? I learned some very proud information about my very close friend, Shanice.
What?
You better not mention to anyone.
It's on the radio. It's out there. I really like doing this with the girls, and I've learned to like them a lot more, and I don't know you guys all very in-depth, but I like your personality, so I learned that today, that I enjoy Daisy and Angelique and Karen and Shanice, although, you know, I've learned some new information. Still love you. And I have to love you unconditionally.
Yeah, for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Right? So Shanice, she put you on blast. Any final thoughts?
I learned that my best friend is a little more square than I am, so I don't feel too bad today. I actually feel like I'm pretty cool.
Yeah,
because the last show, I was thinking that I was just a nerd of the bunch, but I think she taught me at this segment, so I feel pretty good about myself. I feel like I fit in a little bit.
There you go. And you know, everybody, we demoed the show when we did Unscripted Reality, so we keep talking about the other show. You haven't heard it yet. We're still going to play that episode, but yeah, these ladies have been able to meet each other before. We got 1 minute. Daisy, Angelique, sorry. Go quick.
Any final thoughts?
Well, I didn't really learn too much, but I love the ladies. I love the personalities. I mean, I can't wait to do the next show. So
Yay. Let's
do it.
Well, I have to say that I just saw Danielle post that she learned that threesome with girls are okay, but not her. Toys is bad. Kissing with food in mouth sucks. Thank you, Danielle.
So on that note, good night, everybody, and stay tuned for the next show on City Radio's Guilty Pleasures. White coming on, and Justin will be there, Trina's going to be there.
Bye.
Good night,
bye.
Everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we're never gonna go. On top of all original, unscripted radio.
Woo! Welcome everybody, this is Unscripted Radio. You know us, we're your guiltiest pleasure. We're uncensored, we're untamed. And I just got done, guys. I just got done with the Chick Chick Show. Hi, Katrina Jones.
I was listening.
Oh,
it was awesome.
I know. They're so good. And where is Mr. Jeffrey? Where are you, Mom?
I am right here. I'm just dying that Katrina was, like, so early and, like, listening to Chick Chat. I feel like I need to go to church or some shit and repent because it's, like, I can't fucking believe that she was here that early.
We gotta have the chick chat girls on, and she's gonna be trying to creep.
It was some good shit. First, I was listening on my computer, and then I transferred over, and I was listening on my phone. I couldn't miss a second. That was some good shit.
I agree.
It was fun just jumping in. Next time we do the show, we don't know when it's gonna come on. Maybe in a few weeks we'll have another episode. But Miss Katrina, you should sit in with them this next time, so you know you can have some fun with the girls because it's a lot of fun.
I can admit my worst kiss and put that on blast.
Exactly. So you know we'll do that tonight. We'll talk about your worst kiss and Jeffrey's worst kiss tonight because I'm dying to know what you guys' worst kiss is. How about that? We're not going to wait for the next show.
I'm gonna have to think about that. I don't know. I don't usually have bad. Let me think about it.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. We'll get to a little later. Jeffrey, how are you today, Jeffrey?
I'm pissed as shit.
Why?
Because I'm listening to Chick Chat, and I'm about to unmute myself because I'm sitting here just screening calls, and I'm like, oh, no, bitch. Oh, no. Oh, no. I just wanted to be posting. So I was posting foul shit in the chat room.
No, you know what? At one point, I was like, Jeffrey, I know you're dying to get in this. Why don't you say something? And you were in the chat room, so you didn't hear me. And I was like, well, in a minute, we'll call him in. I wanted you to. I was like, resident mama. We were like, mama, where are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to... What the hell?
A breaking news.
Oh, Lord, is that you?
Maybe that was Lord Baltimore.
From the grave.
Lord Baltimore is creeping on the line.
Okay, so guys, I need a little bit of recap. We obviously love Chick Chat. That's a given. But for those of us who were under a rock yesterday, okay, hello, how long are you going to keep me in suspense? How many quarters is Johnny Young Bosch?
That bitch wouldn't tell us.
He didn't answer. He wouldn't tell us. He was like, he did like this. He goes, But we did find out. Maurice was like, quarters. I don't know. I think I need dimes. And the other guy, Paolo was like, I need pennies. So They weren't giving us nothing, girlfriend, nothing. And I asked a question. I actually asked them.
You go, girl. I'm so proud of you.
I know. I thought you'd be proud because you know me. I'm more square.
Yeah. Okay, so then does that lead to more of my disappointment? We don't know how many tablespoons then.
No. Oh, I didn't even think
they were a bunch of brutes. It kind of pissed me off. And then I was afraid because, like, Karen kept stealing my thunder and started asking my questions. So I wanted to cut her a little bit. I was having flashbacks to Lord Voldemort. No, I'm just kidding. Not really.
Was I stealing your questions?
Yeah, you start, so I'm like, bitch, I had to be like, bitch, that's mine. And you're like, oh.
No, but you know what? I literally was in the car yesterday doing the show. You guys know sometimes that's how it goes. So I would, like, I had it on my BlackBerry, and I literally would glance, and whatever question was on the screen, that's what I was asking. Like, I just was like, okay, so what about this? So, sorry if I stole your question.
Yeah, they call me bitch on the move, but Oprah over here is doing 38 million things. That bitch is on the move.
Yes, she
is. That bitch is grocery shopping. That's how it always rolls. And I'm always sad because she'll never send me no fucking food. And the bitch didn't make me no jerk wings, so I've got high spirits.
I am going to make you some when I come to Auburn, New York for the fabulous and glamorous benefit in a month. So
don't say his name, because if you say his name, it's like Beetlejuice. He just shows up.
Who, Lord Voldemort?
No, the other one. No, I'm just playing Madison.
Oh, Madison. I was like, huh?
Well, I want to know why Jeffrey's complaining that he didn't get any jerk chicken or whatever when he got to go to Roscoe's, okay? And the fact he ordered everything on the menu. So why is he complaining? Why is he complaining? What?
Because I wanted this bitch to slave in the kitchen and make me some wings that she was teasing me and sent me a picture of. That'd be like somebody sending a picture of their penis to you and not letting you play with it. I mean, you know, you just want to have it.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Score one, Jeffrey. Sorry, Karen.
Thank you.
Sorry,
Karen.
See how they turn on me, guys? No,
you did him dirty. I didn't know you sent a picture. You done him dirty.
No. Well, let me tell you this. First of all, Lord Voldemort pulled the rug out from under us, so I was too busy planning and shooting a TV show. So I was too tired.
If you want to keep a fat bitch happy, you got to feed this motherfucker right here. Girl, I don't care. You made time for some jerk wings.
I took you to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and I took you to Paco's, which both were hits.
You ain't Megan. Though I have to tell you, Joe has been bitching that all he wants is like El Polo Taco or whatever the fuck it was called. He's like,
El Polo Logo?
Yeah, Polo Logo, that's it. He's like, I want Polo Logo, Polo Logo. It really was pretty good.
What did he have at El Pollo Loco? I didn't even know you guys went to El Pollo Loco.
You took us there.
I took you to Del Taco.
No, the Mexican restaurant we went to, you go for your birthday. Paco Taco.
Oh, Paco's Tacos. Oh, okay. I was like, El Pollo Loco. Oh, yeah. I would want Paco's Tacos, too. Like, that's the place to be. That's, like, the most amazing Mexican food. And, by the way, Daniel Romano said, what about In-N-Out? We had In-N-Out one of the days that we were shooting. So.
Oh,
no, bitch. We had In-N-Out four times. Four.
Uh-huh.
We hit up
Sonic, and we got attacked by birds. They were quite ugly.
You know what's funny about Katrina? She's complaining that she's still running off all the food. But when we get to the restaurant, she orders all her stuff. Nobody stopped her. Remember when she went to Paco's and she was like, I'll take guacamole, I'll take queso fresco, I'll take this, I'll take that.
And that bitch
has got
a talent, wolf and cheese.
I didn't say I wasn't going to eat it. I didn't say I had self-control. You put it in front of me. And if you try to take the bite of mine, you'll lose a finger.
I'm so glad to know that underneath it all, under that skinny little bitch frame, Katrina's really a fat girl at heart, but I'm telling you it would be disastrous if we really lived in the same city because she would be as big as me and I'd be on Jerry Springer.
Because she'd be beating you up. That's true.
I'm telling you, she is the evil. She's like, I just need fast food. I just need it.
That's funny. Yeah, she did. She never did say she had self-control, so that's true.
And then we went on our hour trip to Del Taco.
We all know I have no self-control. That is not a secret.
Right. I would be like, if Katrina Johnson lived in L.A., I would be like an alcoholic because she makes the best margarita. And you too, Jeffrey. You, like, drink every day. I'd be like, just drink it.
That's all I could do. Like, it was so unnerving, and I was so like, oh, my God. I look like a hippo. I can't stop thinking about how fat I'm looking on this camera right now. So I just drank a lot, and it was fantastic. Katrina is a devil, though, because she gets you on – oh, I'm so sorry. I was pulling a Karen and trying to mow down food. She gets you stuck on the Lush light. And I'm having a real hard time adjusting. Like, part of the problem I'm having now is that I keep spending money. Like, I live in Vegas and got that kind of dough. Like, I just probably went between last night and today and dropped, like, $200 on the dog's birthday party.
Well, Katrina did show you, like, an amazing, amazing time in Vegas. Like, you guys got to – she gave you the whole, like, you know, high roller version of Vegas, which is pretty awesome.
And I just tell you, on the ride home, Jeffrey's trying to check me, right? He's trying to be a good friend, put me in my place, like I need to be checked.
Oh, she got so pissed at me.
This motherfucker says to me, he's like, really? Do you really need those fancy dinners? Do you really need that nice champagne? Do you really need all those clothes? My lifestyle, that's not going to be there for you in the end. What are you thinking? What are you doing?
I said, like, Dom probably tastes like shit because maybe a certain person told me that. And this motherfucker called me an ignorant bitch.
But did you like it?
You tell me that Dom tastes like shit. How about you taste it first and then you tell me that?
It was like I really, truly offended her at her core.
That's her favorite drink. You know, I told you it. I didn't tell her it.
Yeah, but then I said it to her.
He said it. I was offended deeply.
She really, I'm telling you, like, if you could have seen her, I'm driving, she's behind me, and I'm looking at her in the mirror, and this bitch is, like, got one hand wrapped around the fucking, the thing off the seat, you know, the headrest, and then her other hand's, like, going by the side of my face, and she's waving it, like, motherfucker, you're so fucking ignorant, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you'd rather have some cheap-ass margarita. I mean, she's, like, going off, and I almost crashed the car, because all I could do was get into hysterics. And I mean, for the next like 3 days, we were driving like a couple days later, and I was again like in hysterics with tears coming down my eyes, just picturing she was so dead serious and so deeply offended.
Well, don't tell me that what I like is bullshit until you've had it, because you don't know. So anyway, as I was saying, he's trying to be a good friend, I think, and he's trying to check me. You know, I think. Trying to bring me back down to earth and tell me that I don't need all this fancy shit. But don't you know, we pull up straight to the Bellagio. We go have this incredible meal right in front of the fountain. We drink Dom. We have steak. It's phenomenal. We go upstairs to my friend's penthouse. We have champagne. We go back down. We have more Dom in front of the Bellagio fountain as Andrea Bocelli is singing. And it's incredible. And it's heaven. And then guess what? Oh, yeah, we get in a limo. We have more drinks. We go over to the Mandarin Oriental. We have drinks on the roof, the fancy schmancy bar, where it's like $38 for a water.
It was nuts. It was like something out of a movie. I have to tell you, like, I've never seen or been in anything like that in my life. And I was so awestruck in the view and just, I mean, the bathroom, you know, I didn't tell you, but I stole some of their cloths out of the bathroom because they don't have no paper towels and no blow dryer or nothing. They have like...
they got real cloths.
Yeah, it's real like washcloths and they're all rolled up real fancy and cute and shit. So I stole a bunch of them, threw them in my pockets.
And The next day he goes, well, okay, there's something to that. I get it.
Okay, but what traumatized me was that the bill for that entire night was like twice my mortgage payment. So it was a little concerning. I mean, I could get used to something like that, but I mean, if somebody else is paying the bill, it's fine.
I'm saying there's something to it, and he did admit that Dom, in fact, does not taste like shit. He didn't love it. It's not his cup of tea.
Did you love the Dom?
But it did not taste like Jeffrey?
I didn't love it. It's really not my thing. But I mean, it didn't taste like shit. But it was all right.
And for the record, I never said it tastes like shit. I said I don't like it. Like,
no,
and I
said it
Jeffrey,
tasted like shit.
Jeffrey said
you
it
said
tasted
what?
Like shit, and Joey liked it.
Like, I was just on one because she was all like, bah, 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 bah. And I'm like, bitch, it tastes like shit. Like, I didn't say you said it or anybody. I just said, like, the statement.
Oh, okay.
And that's when she lost her fucking cotton pick. It's like, she just went, batshit crazy. You fucking idiot, motherfucker. Bah, bah, bah. And Joe's just in the passenger seat looking at us like we got 10 heads.
Right. And then you know what's funny? You know what's funny, though, because that is, like, her most favorite. Champagne is Katrina Johnson's drink of choice. So you hit her, like, if you would have hit Finney or hit Bo.
Like, yeah, like you're talking about my dolphins. I'll punch you upside your pretty man boobie.
Oh, speaking of, I don't know why man
Baltimore
boobie
didn't come to, like,
have you found out how much your bed frame's going to cost?
No.
So I can send you a poo check?
No, I just remember you always saying you were going to grab a little Baltimore's man memories.
I was going to hit him like a speed bag.
You know what? I wish we would have had that on the reality show. We just didn't have any physical altercations. We had fights, but no, like, we had arguments. No physical altercation.
Be fair, my blonde weave got ripped out. I had to get it put back in when I got back to town.
What are you talking about? Who ripped
your weave
out?
Got ripped out?
Yeah, two chunks. I'm sending you a bill for Jeffrey.
I ain't ripped nobody weave out. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've got pictures of it. It's worth 1,000 words. I got
Was I
four
drunk?
Pictures.
It's not my fault. Karen told me to do it.
Oh, when did he pull your weave out? I missed this.
In the photo shoot.
Oh, really? That really pulled it out?
Yeah, remember hers came out.
Heart,
like, it was hanging.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, out.
Like, did you have a bald spot?
Like, I had two chunks just gone. It's going to be redone.
Jeffrey.
Yeah,
okay,
I grabbed your hair too. I grabbed your weave just as hard as I grabbed hers. Hers was just not inappropriately, apparently.
No.
You know what? Just because of that, I'm going to go. I know Karen hates those pictures, but they're my favorite. I'm going to go get that photo of me grabbing both your bitches' weave, and I'm so putting it on the Facebook page tonight. I love you, Karen.
No, I like those pictures. Why do I not like that picture? I like that picture.
Those are like, we did some crazy shots. And all I got to say is
I almost killed
Don't Katrina.
Don't put it on the Facebook page yet because we've got a new website that's going to be premiering and we don't want to ruin the surprise.
Yeah, we're going to save that.
Yeah, I'll put one of those pictures up. I actually like that picture, but the only thing is we're both looking at you, so it's kind of like you don't get the full effect.
Oh, no,
you know?
It's beautiful. It's perfect because you're looking at me and I'm the center of attention. So, really, I mean, it's a great photo.
Oh, that's what it is. I get it.
Okay, it's really hard when you're like some obese dude in between two beautiful bitches with all this weave and makeup. I've got no makeup, no eyebrows, no eyelash. My eyebrows, and I realized how jacked up they are. That's part of my problem why I hate my face in them pictures. It's because my eyebrows were tore up. I had to have him correct them when I got home. I was like, see this? It got to go. And I don't like, he started them over too far, so that's got to change. But, Oh, girl, no. Oh, it would just, no. It was very difficult. I look at the pictures, I just see you two and then this big dude in the middle who got this sour puss on.
Oh, my goodness.
I was trying to do my sexy face, and I realized my sexy face looks like my constipated face. So it's a problem I'm going to have to address here.
Right. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's got a sexy face and his constipated face. Jeffrey, only you. Only you. Oh my gosh. So I've seen more of the two of you today than I've seen anyone else. I sat through 3 hours of footage, and let me tell you, it was only the barbecue we had the first day. Because you got to remember, we had 3 cameras, so I have to sit. We have to sit and watch. You know, camera 1, camera 2, camera 3. So it's like, and it's all crazy. Like you're sitting there, literally looking at and looking at the conversation one direction, then you look at the conversation in a different point of view, and then another. I mean, literally, my eyes are crossed. But I will say this: we all looked gorgeous. And it was really actually very entertaining. Like, I caught myself, like, I was there, right? So it was like, usually I don't laugh, but I was like, ah! Like, I would, like, bust up laughing. Like, I was, like, cracking up throughout the thing. And the part that was the funniest, I can't really name names, but there was a particular person that Jeffrey was not liking at his first barbecue. And Angelique Bates was hilarious. Like, she was, like, making the funniest faces, and Daisy was making faces. We were all cracking up. So I just can't wait for you guys to see it.
Daisy and I were over in the corner talking shit. Like, it was fantastic.
I saw your conversation. Like, it's so weird because reality TV allows me to now be the fly on the wall. Like, things that I didn't see and didn't witness, I'm, like, watching. And I'm like, it's like the story's all new to me, too. Like, I was like, I don't even know they talked.
Okay, I hate to break this to you, but you're going to be, oh, Lord, this is going to be like, you know, the castmates at Jersey Shore watching the show after it all gets done. They're like, this bitch.
Right. All of a sudden, I'm going to turn like Mike and stop talking on the show.
Oh, look, I've realized I got to not be a mute. I have to fire your ass. I'll be like Donald Trump. You're fired.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to be the official fly on the wall, so I'm very interested in seeing the conversations that happened when I was not around. Oh, man. Uh-huh. Embrace you.
With me and Katrina in bed, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that scene yet, but I will see it probably by Saturday. So we'll see how I'm feeling by Monday.
It goes on strike, Jeffrey. It's your fault.
If what?
If she goes on strike, it's your fault.
Oh, no, bitch, I blame you. You were the one that was always late.
I wasn't late in bed, ding dong.
I was very happy that you were late the one day, though, because I had Mr. Jake Pentland all to myself, and he bought me Starbucks. What can you bitches say? Hey.
He asked me if I wanted one, but I said, no, I'm okay. I'm too busy working.
I was working.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't need any stupid Starbucks because he hugged my dog.
What's all that noise?
Hey, Jeffrey, this is a radio show.
That's not me.
Is somebody not muted? That ain't me either. Is somebody not muted?
I don't know.
From
Let me check.
Goodness. Hello, whoever you are, shut it up.
Oh, I see the problem. Oh, dear. Okay. Taken care of.
Was there somebody not muted from earlier?
No, we have, poor Ethan, this poor bastard. He is screening tonight for his first time, and he kind of just got thrown into it. And Ethan, I love you. He's such a good guy, this poor guy.
Aww.
He's like, oh, wait, what do I do?
Yeah.
Well, and it's my
That's
fault
hilarious.
Because I forgot that Chick Chat was before our show. So I was going to teach him before the show and, like, go through things, but then Chick Chat was on. So I'm, like, in the screening room trying to tell him quickly because we've got, like, 3 minutes. And I'm like, blah, 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 and I know it's overwhelming if you've never done it before. So.
Wow.
So, really thank you, Ethan.
What about
Ethan? Hi, Ethan. Where is he at? We haven't talked to Ethan in a while. Tell Ethan to get on the phone.
Ethan.
Come on, Ethan. People are dying to hear your voice. Your
man's
voice.
Online.
Ethan.
How's everybody doing?
Where have you been all our lives? We haven't talked to you in forever.
Well, I've been busy listening to you guys. Let you guys do all the talking.
Woo! So what's been going on in your world?
Well, I just started school, and tonight will be the first night that I'll be going out as a senior in college.
Wow! Awesome for you. Awesome for you. We're very proud.
We have a very pressing question we need to ask you. Well, we have two. How many quarters?
You know, that was the first time I was ever on air. I got that question by a former Unscripted member, and I have yet to figure that out.
You got how many tablespoons?
Yeah, it was tablespoons. Now it's quarters?
It's different, honey.
But we're not, different. Like, quarters is like, you know, how many quarters
length.
Long?
How many long? How many length? What are we dealing with?
I can give you guys that answer by tomorrow.
And we expect you to call us tomorrow and tell us.
Okay, we found out Topher is 7 quarters. There may or may not be 2 Power Rangers that are 8 and 10 quarters. Daniel Romano in the chat room, let us know that he's 10 quarters and 2 pennies.
10 and a half quarters. Oh, he said 10 quarters and 2 pennies now? It changed?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This bitch is at like $1.77. Or no. I can't even add. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I should be teaching children.
Next time I have a date with a Power Ranger, I'll measure myself and I'll let you know exactly. I'll bring my paperwork and we'll measure it out.
Right.
How about
that? That's funny. You know what I need? You know what, Miss Katrina Johnson? I need to know why you, Missy, where were you when Prince Harry was in Vegas?
I was with your ass.
You were with me? Did that happen when we were filming?
Yeah, it happened when we were filming.
Wow. I thought it was once you got back. I was like hoping it was you that was behind
him.
No,
the story broke once you got back. Otherwise, it would have been my naked ass all over TMZ. Duh.
I would have loved it. We could have been rich, Jeffrey. We finally could have made you.
I know. I was so pissed because we were driving, I don't know, somewhere. And I heard about it, and I'm like, are you kidding me? He was in town, and I missed this shit?
Right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So this is the other thing. Like, I wonder, like, how he didn't think that was going to – like, I always wonder, how do people not think people aren't going to take pictures? Like, nowadays, you just assume whatever you do, if you're in the room with a group of people, it's going to end up on the net. Like, I just think that way. Maybe I'm paranoid.
He was
They probably roofied that.
Well, they also said cocaine. Now that's the thing. Cocaine might have been in the room. Like the girl. Or,
that's not surprising, but that doesn't make you not realize what's going on, does it?
I think it's more
alcohol and other stuff that makes you not know your senses. I heard with coke you're more aware. I don't think that would make him not know what's going on. I think it's alcohol
it
mixed with something else.
Okay.
It doesn't make you non-aware at all. The thing is I'm pissed we didn't get the money shot. That's what I needed.
They have it.
There is a money shot.
They have
I saw a picture with him cupping his balls, and then I saw a picture of his ass cheeks. I don't really care about that. I want to see how many quarters he is.
I think there probably is a money shot. They just don't want to release that because it's like you have to blur it.
Yeah, because the English press will go after and sue because they're not allowed to portray him in a negative light, which is why when The Sun released their ad in England, it wasn't the actual pictures. It was a reenactment.
Which is crazy to me because, like, this is the thing that you can go in Europe and you can see naked people anywhere. So it's so funny to me how they're so, like kind of bougie in the sense that they won't allow you to see the actual photos. Like,
well,
that's
they
crazy.
They have to protect the royals. They've been doing it for years.
That's
a
hilarious.
Don't
so many things.
Excuse me. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. My thing is,
Jeffrey's got to go drop a deuce.
He had called me acid tonight. No, but my whole thing is this. How old is Harry? Harry's in his early 20s. Like, that's partying in Vegas, being naked with girls in your room. That's kind of how it goes in Vegas, you know? Like, somebody broke the cardinal rule of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well,
like, I think it's kind of wrong.
Had a girlfriend.
Who? Harry?
Harry.
Yep. She dumped him?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But my whole thought is this, like, why are they so shocked? That's what young guys do, right?
Right, but that doesn't mean that when you're dating a prince, you expect that behavior, especially if the press has been protecting him his whole life and you've never seen that side of him.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's funny to me is, like, I definitely don't condone, you know, I mean, he obviously has obligations to, but I kind of go, he's a young dude. Most dudes in Vegas act like that. Like, they're wasting off their ass.
Most people are crazy. We all let our freak flag hang. I saw a whole lot more of Katrina over the last couple of weeks than I ever thought I would.
You're welcome.
No, girl, no. I'm pretty sure there is actually photos of my, I saw it and was like, it was a little much for me, girl.
It was a little much?
I saw the beaver.
You saw her beaver?
Yeah.
From Justin Bieber?
Well, we were in the middle of the photo shoot. You guys were still in the grass. I had to get up because I was so wet. And I went and stood on the bench thing, and she's standing behind you, and everybody, nobody was looking at her, and this bitch looks at me, and she flashed me the beef, and I was like, Beaver! And y'all were like, what? I'm like, and you guys kept turning around, and then she kept flashing. It was horrible. It was like,
are you serious? I didn't even know.
Well, that's why I told him. It was so funny. He was horrified.
You flashed your Justin Bieber. That is
yeah, there was lightning snapper all over that backyard. It was real traumatic.
Now, why would you do that to Jeffrey? He's a, you know, Jeffrey ain't trying to look at no beavers.
That's why it's funny.
Well, I don't know. I have to say, maybe afterwards I did get a little beaver fever.
What?
Oh, gosh.
So let's get to the topic that we had earlier. What was, since we're talking about beaver fevers, Jeffrey, what was your worst kiss ever? Do you have a worst kiss?
Actually, I do, but it's kind of regret. So what had happened was I was hanging out with my ex and his current flame, but he kind of wanted to get rid of his current flame, who was nice enough, and, you know, he was like 12 quarters. It was a little ridiculous. And we were all playing Truth or Dare, and mind you, they're still dating at this point. And he dared me and his current boyfriend to kiss. And his current boyfriend at the time, like, he was, like, sucking my face in. Like, he had my nose and like, he was going for it. He was after it. I was a little taken back because it was a very wet and just kind of traumatic kiss for me.
And so it was horrible because it was just so wet, or it was horrible because, I mean, I don't understand.
It was my ex's current boyfriend. But no, that's not what made it bad. It was that, yeah, like, he just was, like, stuck in my face. Like, it was weird.
Did you hear Shanice and her story on what happened?
Oh, with the fat guy?
Yes. She pulls back and there's food in her mouth.
That's funny.
That's horrible. Just horrible. Oh, I was like, Katrina's going to love that story.
Oh, we've got a caller.
We
have got a caller, and he's not really a caller. It's Topher, and he has something to say. He had a crazy kiss, and from what I'm seeing in the notes, I'm kind of traumatized. I really think we need
Topher.
To take this.
Oh, my God. Tell us.
Yo, 7
hey, guys.
Quarter.
How are you? Good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so I have something to chime in on. So I went out with this guy once, and it was a one-time date, and he wanted to kind of seal the deal at the end of the night, and he tried to kiss me. So, you know, the tongue came out, and I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. He's kind of cute. He's kind of good-looking. He's got a great body. The tongue just laid there. I felt like it was like this dead corpse in my mouth. I didn't know what to do. It laid there, and I was like, "Do I lick it? Do I like flick it back to life? What do I do with this thing?"
Oh,
it literally just laid in my
mouth,
and I was like, "I literally pulled I pulled my mouth away." I was like, "Yeah, this isn't gonna work. It's time to go." Like, what can I come in? I was like, No, you can't
Wait,
come in either.
It's
just not for you.
In your mouth and left it there?
Yeah, like, it can move. Like, normally, like, it's supposed to just, like, move, and there's, like, this undulating thing with, like, it laid there. And I was like, like, I felt my eyes get kind of large, and with this, like, question mark looking. I was like, are you going to do something with this, or is it just going to lay in my mouth and like, create, like, grossness? You got to do something, it's got to get out of there. You got to do something. It was nasty. That's what a bad kiss is. Is when the tongue just lays there and doesn't do a whole lot of anything.
Yeah.
Like,
the lazy tongue, I've had that before. The lazy tongue, just they stick it in your mouth and it's like, blah. And it's like, nothing. Like, it's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
That's probably worse. It's when, like, the overachiever, where he's, like, licking everything. He's, like, licking your tonsils and cleaning your molars. Those are the worst ones.
He's
but holy, dead tongue in the mouth. It was an experience like no other, I have to tell you.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Okay, so Katrina Johnson, you're not getting out of this easy.
I honestly can't think of the worst. I can think of the best.
Okay, give us the best then.
Okay. I was in Pasadena.
Oh my gosh, sorry.
I was out with this Latino sex goddess.
Jeffrey.
I got nothing. I'm
I heard that he looked good in spandex.
This bitch
was he a good kid, or was it just because he had spandex that he used to wear spandex?
If you
okay.
give me a chance, I'll give you the 50 Shades of Grey.
So
what happened was, we're dancing, it's Latin music. I used to teach salsa, so I'm shaking my bonbon like a pro. And, of course, he's this Latin god, so he's shaking his everything like a pro. And, well, you know, there's a whole lot of stranger moisture going on. And, I'm feeling his upper body, so it's not just like a kiss, but it's like a full-on grope session along with a kiss. So... I'm feeling his upper body that's, like, perfectly sculpted like a Greek god. And then he leans in and he grabs my face and he pulls me even closer just as I thought we couldn't get any closer. And he plants one on me, just on my lips, no tongue or anything. But he had these gorgeous, soft, pillowy, puffy lips. And he put, like, the bottom one in between mine, and I thought I was gonna like faint. It was like amazing. it made my spine tingle on the way up, and it made my lady bit tingle on the way down.
Wow. Uh-oh.
It just so happens we have this supposed person on the line.
You lie.
Really?
Hello?
You couldn't just go with it for a second so I could fuck with this bitch? Really?
I said hello. What do you mean? She said you lie. I didn't say that.
Oh, damn.
I was like, hello. I was going with it. You blew it, Jeffrey.
was so intimate and so
it was
puffy and pouty.
It was just like, wow, like perfect, like mind blowing.
Ugh.
I didn't expect it to be that good, but it was good.
Why do you say ugh? Where's the ugh come from?
Because this motherfucker looked beat.
No, he does not. I can't believe
yes,
you say this.
Y'all bitches drink some fucking wax Kool-Aid or drink the water. Because you're all ignorant. You're ignorant.
That's bullshit.
I could
do it. I sent your husband a picture. I sent your husband a picture, and he said, yeah, that's handsome. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm.
No. No.
Yes.
Joe
yes.
said
yeah.
he looked beat,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did.
No, that's not true. Joe said
he's
yes.
He's saying it
yesterday.
Right now.
Yesterday, he said yes. I sent him a picture, and he said yes.
Ew. No. Not a, no. There. Ew. Look, I like LL. Mark Paul Gosselaar, like, I've got a wide spectrum of dudes, okay? And he did
yeah,
not make
do.
The cut.
Because you like LL, you have a crush on Jason Narvi and David Yost.
Oh,
and then
don't
who
forget
else is it?
Seth Green.
Yeah,
you know what?
Like, and I don't even do red ass. Like, I'm afraid of red pubes, to be quite frank.
Jeffrey just pissed at me because I didn't jump all over and shtup Michael Fishman. But Michael Fishman is a gentleman, and he's married, so I'm sorry, Jeffrey. That is never going to happen.
That's okay, girl.
It.
Don't worry.
I'm going to have
you
Power Ranger babies. Get over it.
Speaking of fishy, I think we've got a little announcement. Can we announce it or no?
Yes, please.
Since Katrina brought up Mr. Michael Fishman, the one, the only, he will be with us on Tuesday. And maybe or may not have another announcement on Tuesday with him.
Right. Which you need to, like, anxiously await, I'm telling you. I know.
Now we can get the scoop of the aftermath of the Roseanne Barr roast. Because he was here before it aired. Maybe there's some fallout afterwards. Or not. I don't know. We'll have to ask him to find out. And we'll have to ask him, Katrina, if he'd leave his wife for me. Because I think he would.
I don't know if he'd leave his wife for me. I tried. I don't think he would.
Well, girl, that's because you just don't have it. You don't got the junk in the trunk I do, baby. Ooh, hey.
I could buy it.
This
I
is
bought
true.
Everything else. What's the problem?
point goes to Katrina Johnson. I'm saying, well, I'm ready to do some Thursday Throwdown if you guys are ready for it.
Oh,
I'm ready. Bring it, girl.
Mm-hmm. We got some tones. I guess I should have told Jeffrey. I should have said, Jeffrey, I got Thursday Throwdown if you want to do it. I should have said something, huh?
And what he meant to say was no.
Oh, snap.
Like,
you didn't know?
Whatever.
I forgot it was Thursday.
I know, right? Hello. This is your Thursday Throwdown. Oh, my goodness. So many things have been happening. First and foremost, we have to send a congratulations to Jillian Rancid. They had their baby today via surrogate, which is beautiful because I don't know if you guys watched that reality show. She's had years and years struggling to have a baby, and now they had a baby via surrogate, so congratulations to her. And the second story kind of baffles my mind. There's so many conflicting reports. Supposedly, Leanne Rimes has checked into rehab today for stress and for anxiety. But also TMZ is saying that maybe possibly she's not in rehab. This is my thing. You guys really believe this whole stress and anxiety kind of excuse people give when they go into rehab? Like, I always thought you go to counseling. You go to a psychiatrist if you've got stress and anxiety.
Let me tell you, unless any of them have worked at Cash Pictures production, they don't fucking know what stress and anxiety is.
That is true.
If they have not been hospitalized for exhaustion from working with Ms. Karen Ashley, then they're all full of it.
Well, this is my theory with Leanne Rimes. Remember, she is the woman who stole Eddie Cibrian from his wife. She cheated on her husband. He cheated on his wife. They were caught kissing. That marriage, both marriages were broken up, and then now they've ended up being married and, like, celebrating, you know, like, their anniversary. And I always say when relationships start like that, that there's always going to be some issues, like, major issues. Like, I just don't think you break up your own marriage and break up someone else's marriage, and then you get to have the golden ring and the pot of gold. Like, I think no. There's going to be issues, right?
Me too. Yeah. That's just wrong. There's karma at some point on some level.
Right. So maybe that's why she...
There's karma with plenty of single people. Take it from me. There are plenty of single Power Rangers. You don't need to go shoot up on the married ones.
There you go, right? There you go.
And if you do, you better hope it was an accident.
Exactly. It's like, oops, I didn't know. He didn't tell me, right? So, Jeffrey,
exactly.
What do you think? Do you even care about it?
Not particularly.
you
I
know
do
what,
care about
I do?
Eddie, though.
Oh, you do? Eddie Cibrian? Could he punch you in the face?
Well, yeah, he could. He's sexy. I loved it. What the hell was that show? It was only on for a season. Invasion? Oh, I loved it.
He's
he
right. Beautiful.
He gave me strange words. Yeah.
He's
now,
a looker.
Katrina,
he's a looker.
I could get down if you were hooking up with somebody who looked like that, not look like somebody who went through the washer and dryer 6 times.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But you know what? I do know something you will care about, Jeffrey. Today, you know, one of our faves, well, one of your faves, Jersey Shore, got the axe. They are going to be canceled after this next season. Did you know
well,
this?
I mean, how do you really carry on a show with one bitch just had a baby, the other one went to rehab, can't drink no more? It's just not going to work. And they're not going to really be. What?
Which one went to rehab?
Situation.
The situation.
Like, yeah, he can't even drink anymore. Like, this, I mean, this season's going to suck. And really, at this point, I mean, that's like, you can't just take that and put in a new cast. It's not going to work. That'd be like taking any primetime show and dropping the whole cast this season and starting with another one. It's just, I don't think that ever really works. I think you could try, but it ain't going to work.
Can I tell you that it wasn't alcohol?
Right.
That he was actually in rehab for. It was the cocaine. I know because
yeah.
I know the producer.
I believe it. I don't think alcohol, I mean, I think people obviously can be alcoholics and have major issues, but just like seeing some of the stuff he was doing, like the paranoia and the craziness, the erratic behavior, that didn't seem alcoholish. It
right.
seemed more.
The aggression and attacking the wall like a crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's coke.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Well, another story, a sad story, I guess you can say, Sylvester Stallone, you know, his son died about a month ago or a couple months ago, and everyone assumed it was drug use and assumed because I guess he'd had some drug problems. Come to find out, this, you know, young man, he died of a heart attack, and there were no drugs found in his system. Like, how messed up is that? Like, how horrible is it that you kind of go through life and then you maybe you had an issue and then you end up, like, it's kind of like the whole, you know, where people don't know until they get toxicology back. Well, after that, it's already too late. Everybody assumes you were a drug addict.
Well, but hold on. What kind of drugs were you doing, and did that contribute to a heart problem earlier on, probably?
What? It says there were no drugs whatsoever found in the system.
No,
and there were signs.
I understand that there were no drugs in the system right now. But if
right.
you've been doing speed or coke or whatever stuff
right.
that makes your heart for years and years and years and years and years, and
well,
then we'll for a year or two or whatever, that doesn't mean that your heart is strong and stable and back to normal. It's still got issues.
Right. Well, obviously, this is the thing. He did have an issue. I think he had a bout where he did have a bout of drug use and had some problems and prescription drug problems, but the L.A. County coroner has determined that Sage's death was of natural causes. As for why he had a heart attack, we're told there was evidence of heart disease, and a source connected to the coroner tells TMZ that it was unusual for a person Sage's age, which he was 36, to have such advanced coronary problems, but that's what killed him. So no drugs in his system. He died of a heart attack. But you're right. I think maybe there was probably that time that there were issues that could have potentially been, you know, it came back and reared its ugly head.
I mean, I think it's really sad that he was getting a bad rap when he has this heart condition, but that's why you can't mess with that stuff because, you know,
exactly.
When you're 20 and 30, which is probably the age that he was trying all of that stuff, you don't think that you could possibly have a heart condition, you know? You think you're perfectly healthy because why wouldn't you be? So it's really sad that, you know, it just takes one little heart condition to, you know, push you over the edge, which happens with a lot of celebrities. Not this one, but that happens a lot. And I see that happening a lot in Vegas. You know, people have a heart condition or they have, like, weak kidneys or they have some kind of weird, strange problem that they shouldn't have.
Did you say bleached kidneys?
No. Bleached kidneys? What?
Weak kidneys. Like, weak in the
knees. You know, some kind of liver functional problem that you wouldn't know about, and bam, they try one little something and they die. That happens a
mm-hmm.
lot here. It's scary.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I will say this. My uncle, like, for years was, like, an alcoholic. And at one point in his life, he gave up alcohol. Like, went, like, a whole year of, like, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to give up alcohol. I'm not going to drink. Everybody in the family was so proud of him. And after 1 year, he got, you know, liver disease. And he just, like, it was almost like his body couldn't function without it. It just, like, he got it.
Yeah.
And literally, like, it was crazy. And the doctor, and the sad part is the doctor told him, he was like, you know, you can't spend, like, I think my uncle at the time was, it was my mom's uncle, I should say, but every, like, that's how we are in our family. If you're an uncle to my mom, or you're just an uncle. So at the time, you know, I think he was, like, in his 50s, like, my mom was like, and the doctor was like, you can't spend like 50 years or 40 years of your life destroying your body and then expect to just give it up. Your body, you know, you've done the damage. Now
right.
You're dealing with the aftermath of the damage. So you got a point, girlfriend.
Yeah, it's just that. Just stay away. It's too scary because you never know what's going on the inside.
Yeah. And then I'm going to end on, hopefully, this is like a story of hope. Hopefully. Robin Roberts today, she left GMA, which we love Robin Roberts. I know you love her, Jeffrey. And her sister is, you know, she has cancer. And her sister is her bone marrow donor. And they've been prepping for the bone marrow transplant. So everyone out there, some positive energy prayers to Robin Roberts, because I think she'll return, you know, in a month or two, and hopefully she's going to be cured. And hopefully, oh, go ahead, Jeff.
It was just sad. I actually watched it today. And
yeah.
They don't actually know how long she's going to be gone because there's such a recovery time process. Like, she has to be in isolation for 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I hope it's a story. I feel like there's a chance, though, like, thankfully, her sister, like, how many times do we hear stories and they can't find a match? And so, thankfully, her sister's a match.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I have a doubt.
Yeah.
But
I know, right?
Girls, we have Chris on the line, who we met at Morphicon. Who is here to talk about his new little TV project that he's got going on.
Yes.
I mean, he's got a little Indiegogo campaign. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
you know,
welcome.
Tell the audience your premise, because I think this is a great TV project.
Well, it's a project called Just Us Guys, and the show is about a gay dad and his straight son. They have more of a best friend relationship than a father-son relationship.
I love it. And you are in the process of, are you, you're in the process, you're in pre-production. You're raising the money to shoot this project, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of raising it. We've got about 8 days left. Tomorrow will be a week away. So if you guys can get out there and help out a project to move people forward, that would be great.
Exactly. So they're going to go to Indiegogo.com. And what is your tagline so they know exactly where to go so that we can make sure they go to the right page and they donate to the right cause? Because I'm telling you guys, he's an aspiring filmmaker, you know, has a great TV show concept. I think we need to support him 100%. Indiegogo, you guys have been so generous to us. Even if it's a small donation, every little bit counts. Trust me, we nickel-dimed our way through Unscripted Reality. So tell them, Chris, where can they find this project?
You can find it at indiegogo.com/JustUsGuysTV.
Just Us Guys TV. You guys, please donate. And so tell us, how are you, did you write this project? Are you going to star in the project? I mean, how is this going down?
Oh, no, I am not an actor.
I love it. You're not like me, who are, me and Katrina, everything we do, we're in.
Yeah, you sound more like Jeffrey.
Yeah, I just wrote it. I came up with the idea actually back in 2009. I was actually writing a vampire story, and this kind of story just kind of came out. It's actually completely, it's a family comedy, which is completely opposite.
Wow, very cool.
And you know,
so
actually, one of the writers.
I inspired you to write this, because, I mean, that's a very interesting topic.
I'm connecting it a lot with my dad. About 4 or 5 years ago, my dad actually died, and over the course of developing the story, it's actually become the relationship that I really wish that I would have with my dad or with my kid when I grow up.
Wow.
So I think that it would be nice to have an open relationship with a child, to actually treat them as a human being rather than just, you know, have some authority, but still, like, let them have their same thoughts and feelings.
Right. I absolutely applaud you, because that is, like, I mean, now it's like, that's an amazing concept, amazing story, and I always say the best stories come from the heart, so I know it's going to be an amazing project. And tell everyone again how they can find it, where they can donate. Do you have, like, a Facebook page so they can keep track of, like, your progress and all of that?
Yeah, we've got on the Indiegogo, if you go to Indiegogo.com, /JustUsGuysTV. We've got a Twitter account. We've got a Facebook account. We've got a couple of big producers that actually are kind of helping me along and, like, teaching me how to do this. A couple of studios might be interested in it as well. But we're just kind of filling some people out right now is what we're doing.
Well, good for you. I always say the best projects are the projects you get done. So how much money are you trying to raise?
Well, we are looking to raise about $40,000, and that's including everything. That's production, that's, you know, paying people, that's the location, that's costuming, that's everything.
And it's the whole nine yards.
It's the whole nine yards. It's to do everything legal.
Right.
That's
good.
That's
kind of
important.
Right. We wish you the best of luck, and I thank you for coming on the show. And
thank you very much.
You're so welcome, and I know our listeners are supportive of independent projects, so you guys go out there, donate. Good luck with everything, and keep us posted. Once you go into production, we'll have you back on because we want to know how it's all going. And especially
Perfect.
If you have a part for, like, a blonde girl who loves Power Rangers, or a little black girl who was a Power Ranger, give us a call.
There's a possibility that could be done.
I like it.
Jeffrey could play the father.
Are they in Los Angeles?
They can be. I'm in Los Angeles. Katrina can be in Los Angeles. And this one, we'll have to drug him and get him on a plane, but he can be in Los Angeles, too.
I'm going to take the train. Midnight train to L.A.
I'm on
a
one-hour flight from L.A., so no problem.
Right. No problem.
There's only seven more days left of the campaign, so that's good too.
All right, come on, you tightwads in that chat room, get your ass over to Indiegogo.com and donate some damn money. We need some more shows with the gays on it on the tube. So get your cheap asses over there. I don't care how high your credit card balance is. I don't care what bills you got to pay. Pay that light bill next month. Go donate. Stop being cheap.
If anything, we've got T-shirts. We have T-shirts and DVDs that we can give you, too. So, you know, that's always a good incentive.
Exactly. You're not giving for free. You're giving because you want to support. We love it. We love it. Chris, good luck to you. Have a great one. Keep us posted.
Thank you very much. I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We're like almost out of time. Like, this is a past 2 hours. Like, I need a nap.
You too. Guys, it's been real. So keep, like I said, thank you for supporting Chick Chat. Thank you for supporting us always. And stay tuned because you know next week we're having a Power Ranger a week. We got Power Rangers next week. We've got Michael Fishman next week. We're going to have a new website. Yeah. So all kinds of things. We're still renaming this show. I mean, there's all kinds of things. All kinds of things. And then you have us. Duh. Tune in for us.
Gotta go. Bye. And bye.
That's right, kids. Yo, guilty is
we're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we're never gonna stop.